It isn't just high-speed rail that Walker wants to stop. Yesterday, he sent the media a copy of a letter he sent to the State Department of Administration. In the document, Walker asks that any local startups of any new federal health care law provisions, like exchanges, be frozen until January 3rd. He also would like a suspension of any state employee contract talks to halt political appointees from moving into state civil service jobs, freeze the passage of any new administrative rules, and to have the state install a natural gas boiler instead of a biomass boiler at the Charter Street power plant in Madison. Walker says his public request may be unprecedented in recent times, but he says the next state budget has a huge hole in it.
The bottom line is that we face an unprecedented budget deficit in a tough economy. We're going to need every tool available to us, and to have employee contracts locked into place or to have other contracts that would bind the taxpayers and the governor and the legislature is something we need to have every option available to us. And so to that extent, whether it's been done in the past or not doesn't matter to me.
Administration Secretary Dan Shoof wrote Walker back that the Republican governor-elect has not been briefed on the various items. Shoof says the health care exchanges Walker mentions won't go into effect until 2013 at the earliest. Shoof adds that the Charter Street plant has natural gas capabilities along with the biomass fuel purchased from Wisconsin farmers and foresters. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.